This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still getting the runaround from our government on these UFOs or spy balloons or whatever it might be. We are getting the runaround, and what more and more people are asking for, myself included, is for the president to come to the Oval Office some night in the next few days and level with the American people. Tell us what these things are. Are there lots of them? Are they dangerous? Are they the new word they're using is benign. That's the new word for describing this. Richard Newton is a retired lieutenant general, was on with Jesse Waters last night, and his reaction to these shoot-downs that have occurred just in the last couple of weeks. Here it is.
Lieutenant General Richard Newton is a retired assistant Air Force vice chief of staff. So it looks like these are just American weather balloons that just popping with $400,000 missiles. Are you proud of that as a former Air Force guy?
Well, Jesse, what we do know is that the Chinese are conducting a global spy campaign with these balloons, and you know, there's, I think, a significant threat to the United States. Period. Dot on that point. The fact that whether or not we're able to, we had one shot with an F-16 that was unable on the first shot with an AIM-9X Sidewinder shoot it down. These are very complex. Very complex mission. Again, we are not trained, or they designed certainly the F-16 or the F-22 to go after a slow mover such as a 5 or 10 knot balloon. I can tell you that at USAF Weapons School or certainly at Top Gun, we don't train. This isn't in our playbook, but nonetheless,
you don't train on popping balloons. I would agree.
No, we
don't. I would
agree. but this is a significant threat. And it's a wake-up call for Americans. The fact that the Chinese are operating this global spy campaign through balloons, they're in a region, at least that first balloon that was shot down on the 4th of February by an F-22, that was operating up at about 65,000 feet. That's in a near-space regime that I believe the Chinese are trying to exploit. We don't operate up there very much. We've got some reconnaissance aircraft such as the U-2 and the Global Hawk unmanned aerial vehicle. But it's a region that I believe the Chinese are going to try to exploit, and they're doing it.
No, but it's
again,
an accident.
For the last couple years,
General,
40
no.
nations and five continents.
The Biden team is saying that the wind just blew it around here. They're just saying this was all a big mistake, and they were monitoring it the whole time. It just happened to blow across all of our secret military installations.
Yeah, this is not a mistake, Jesse. In fact, I was the commander of the 5th Bomb Wing at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. If I had a Chinese spy balloon overhead like they did in Montana for 3 days, I'd be very concerned as an operational commander, with my capabilities that I had with B-52 bombers and intercontinental ballistic missiles. It's a threat.
And but they said again, that the Biden guys said they were spying on the balloon. The balloon wasn't spying on us, General. Biden says he was spying on the balloon. Do you buy that?
Well, I would respectfully disagree, and I would disagree to the point where actions mean more than words. And if I've got a Chinese spy balloon over the north central part of the United States, and I allow it to stay over there for 3 to 4 days or 5 days, and oh, by the way, it transited across the United States. I commanded a B-2 squadron at Whiteman Air Force Base in central Missouri. It just about went over that facility as well until we finally shot it down off the South Carolina coast. Again, this is a near debacle in my view. Again, intent of the Chinese trying to replace the United States as a sole superpower, and they're acting as a bully, and we're tolerating it. We should not be timid, and we should not be self-deterred at our actions.
Yeah, we're not only tolerating it, we're making excuses.
Yeah. And that's the problem for me. I want a president that will come before the American people and explain exactly what this is. Was this a colossal screw-up on the part of the United States military, intelligence, military intelligence, oxymoron? I don't know. But I think the president owes it to each and every one of us to tell us the truth. That's all. You know. And don't say like Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth. We can handle the truth. The American people are a resilient lot. We really honestly are. And you don't have to be afraid that we're, our knees are going to buckle if you tell us the wrong thing. But tell us the truth. That's all I'm asking. Coming up, Michael Shouse. We'll talk about all things big and small as we do every week with this guy. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, for the most part, just moderate flows on area freeways. Just a few exceptions, though. We do see some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway 215 eastbound. That's approaching the 15 interchange. Also, some reduced speeds through that construction zone on Interstate 15 southbound. That's going to be that way for quite some time. So that's kind of the norm these days between Flamingo and Russell Road on Interstate 15 southbound. Several crashes to look out for. Elkhorn at Cimarron, that one's new. Northbound Pecos at Alexander, injuries there. Westbound Charleston at Martin Luther King, and an accident Judson at Nellis.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. The Vegas Golden Knights are back home tomorrow hosting San Jose. Vegas on top of the Pacific Division by a point over Los Angeles. They'll look to extend a three-game winning streak tomorrow. The Raiders have released quarterback Derek Carr. The move was expected after Carr was benched with two games remaining in the season. Vegas would have owed him $40 million in guaranteed money over the next 2 years if he remained on the roster beyond Tuesday. Now Carr can see what he's worth on the open market. Vegas will either try to sign a veteran quarterback or draft one. UNLV basketball fell 75-66 at home against San Jose State last night. The Runnin' Rebels have lost two in a row and slipped to 5-9 in the Mountain West. Nevada basketball looking to extend a four-game winning streak. They're second in the Mountain West at 10-3, chasing San Diego State. The Wolfpack off until Saturday when they visit Utah State. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No. Nope.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Less than a year from now, we'll have Super Bowl 58. Super Bowl 58. Don't know if the Chiefs will be back. Might be the Bengals. Might be the Buffalo Bills. Might be the Eagles. And a whole host of other teams. I had a chance to visit with my good buddy Michael Schaus, the former communications director for NPRI and the founder of ShausCreative.com. He's a political columnist. And one of the things I asked him if he tapped into or saw at least some of Super Bowl 57.
You know, only a little bit. I haven't been following football as much as normal, you know, partly because of the officiating, but also because I'm from Denver, Colorado. So my team is not doing that great nowadays. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. The fact that it's coming here and the fact that it's going to have a huge economic impact on our community, it's kind of exciting, though, to know that we're going to have Glendale, Arizona had 57. We got 58. We got next.
Yeah, I mean, it is actually kind of cool. You know, it's on the same level as the Formula One race and stuff. You know, I look around and, you know, we already live in a weird place in Las Vegas. When you're driving down the 15 and you look over and you see all the casinos, you think, wow, I really live in a movie set. And this is kind of the same sort of thing. We're pretty lucky to live where we live because everybody wants a piece of Vegas.
Well, and the other thing is we've got all of the pieces we need right here in place. We don't have to build any more hotels. You know, with the Olympics, when you get the Olympics, you end up building stadiums and arenas for indoor stuff. In our particular case, we don't need anything. We're self-contained.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why, you know, the money for the stadium in the first place coming from taxpayers, and, you know, they still occasionally talk about maybe some public funding or abatements or something for the Oakland A's if they want to move here. You know, none of that stuff's needed. I mean, if you look at Las Vegas, everybody, including Formula One and NFL and NHL and NBA, they all want a part of Las Vegas anyway. You don't need to throw public money at it because this is an amazing town. We, as you point out, we already have the capacity. We've got the infrastructure. We've got the businesses and the resort corridor. We're ready to handle anything, which is kind of a success story of the private sector, really.
I know for the longest time, even before I moved here in 2011, there was always talk of we need diversity in our economy, diversification of our economic system here. It's not just gaming or not just mining, but there's a whole lot more here. Super Bowls and things like that, Formula One, does that help with the diversity?
You know, not directly. I mean, the biggest thing that you could do to really help with the diversity is fix our education system, because in today's world, you know, what we, and especially in Southern Nevada, have faced for so long is, aside from gambling, what do we really have to offer? We've got a bunch of open space. Most of it is controlled by the federal government, and there are some resources out there, but not in the quantity necessary to really bring in huge new industries. But we live in an age now where people can work from anywhere. You know, why aren't we, you look at Denver, for example, and people are flocking to Denver to work in the tech sector. Why on earth are they not coming to Las Vegas? And really the only answer is our education system just isn't good enough to attract workers who could otherwise work from anywhere in the world.
I know Jesus Jarrett gave his State of the Education address a few weeks ago, according to Jesus Jara, everything's hunky-dory, we're making improvements and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Are we doing things any better today than we were, say, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
No. I mean, especially when you compare it pre-pandemic, there's been untold damage within the last few years. Some of that you can blame on, you know, the pandemic and the panic and schooling from home and all that stuff. But honestly, we've had institutional failure at CCSD for a very long time. And I know you and I have talked about, I'm amazed that Jara still has his job. And yet he does. And no, nothing fundamentally is changing in that arena. The only thing that is changing, and it's having a real life-changing effect on the kids who can do it, more people are leaving the school district. Despite the fact that we don't really have any school choice options in the state, more people are deciding to homeschool, more people are doing private school, and more people are doing micro schools and stuff. And that is an improvement, but it's just not reaching enough kids to, you know, really bring up the entire system.
How long is it going to take, though, for education and the teachers' unions and left-wing Democrats for them to you know, have the reality catch up with what we've seen. We know that people favor school choice, yet we can't get anything through the legislature. How long will it take for those folks to smarten up?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, one of the big challenges here is people who are public education advocates and say that's the only thing we should be investing in. You know, they have a difficult message to contend with, which is, yeah, of course, public schools should be better. The problem is, even if they came out with the best curriculum, the best funding mechanism, the best way to, you know, the administration, if they came out with the best of everything, it would still take a decade, maybe more, in order to actually implement all that. And so really, at some point, it's going to come down to enough parents are going to be upset, enough parents are going to vote for school choice, enough parents are going to punish the lawmakers who don't support it, that they're going to outweigh the political interests of, for example, the teachers' unions. And until we hit that balancing point where parents have more political power than the teachers' union, you're going to have a Democratic Party that continues to put the priorities of the union over the priorities of so many Nevada parents.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us. He is the former communications director for NPRI. He's the founder of ShouseCreative.com. We are into our second week in the 82nd Nevada legislature. And I know you've been there before. What is it like in Carson City when we're not really passing a lot of bills, but there's a lot of stuff going on? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the beginning of the session always feels like it's going a little bit slow. You know, they'll have some ceremonial things that they have to get out of the way and stuff like that. What's more interesting from my perspective is starting to watch what bills are coming up and starting to hear from folks on the ground which bills they actually expect certain committees to start to hear. Because that's really where the shape of the rest of the legislative session is going to come into its own. For example, we know that many Republicans are talking about educational choice and educational reform. It's going to be really hard for them to move those things, forget about the overall vote. It's going to be hard for some of them to just move them through committee because Democrats will control the committees. So this is where a lot of the battles start to take shape, and you can kind of see, oh, okay, in a month, in 2 months, this will be the big fight that they're having, you know, as using as leverage or something in other political battles.
Will it be easier for bills to get a hearing because we have a Republican governor, a new Republican governor, and Governor Lombardo? Or is it a matter of it's going to be business as usual and a lot of really good bills are never going to see the light of day?
You know, I mean, I think it's going to be a little bit easier. I mean, Republicans are not in a good position in the legislature. They, you know, the Democrats almost have a supermajority in the legislature. So the fact that you've got a Republican in the governor's mansion really does lend more power, and therefore it makes it a little bit easier to tell, you know, some of these committee members that are Democrats, hey, look, I know you want to kill this bill, but we're going to have to talk about this later, because if you kill it now, it's going to come back up. It's going to get to a point where the governor says no to something you really want. So it does give them a little bit more opportunity there to kind of push some of these things into debate where Democrats otherwise would be more than happy to just let it die.
One of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to policy, when it comes to politics here in the state, Michael Shouse, the founder of ShouseCreative.com. Check it out, ShouseCreative.com. When we come back, the Biden administration is trying to defend as best it can. Well, there really is no defense to what they've been doing, but they're trying to do a dog ate my homework kind of defense of the shootdowns. You had four of them in the span of just 8 days. Four in the span of 8 days. That's incredible. It's incredible incompetence is what it is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses. There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Are you tired of your job? Are you tired of inflation? High gas prices? Trading Made Easy automated day trading software has been out for 5 years and have customers in 9 different countries. Our automated day trading software gets into and out of a trade in a millisecond. And we have lots of local customers that you can talk to. We do have live seminars Monday through Friday, so you can see the software in action. No experience necessary. Go to the website TradingMadeEasy.com or call the 800 number 800-971-4160.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at Vitalant.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it when the Biden administration, days, sometimes weeks later, waking up and saying, you know, we need to say something about this or that. Karine Jean-Pierre was at the podium yesterday. Did you see this? I mean, it's just bizarre. Defending these shootdowns, including some which may be space junk or garbage. Listen to Karine Jean-Pierre.
John Kennedy says they can't find the pieces. Should the U.S. have waited before shooting, and what are the protocols going to be going forward?
So I'm going to take your last question first. As you know, the president has asked Jake Sullivan to oversee a interagency a team that was created so that we can figure out the protocols on how to move forward when and if this occurs again. And so I believe my colleague from the National Security Council, the Admiral, spoke to this moments ago at 10 o'clock during his gaggle and talked about how we'll have more protocols to share later this week. So there is, again, an interagency team that's going to look at this process, look how we track, look how we decide to take action, and see if there's anything else that needs to be done. So there will be updated protocols, if you will, by the end of this week. So that's that question. The first one, look, you know, and again, you've heard from Secretary Austin on this. You've heard from DOD on this. You've heard from my National Security Council colleagues. Again, as you all know, the objects that were shot down were in the civilian airspace, kind of flying low elevation. And so it was shot down. They were shot down because of we were taking abundance of caution.
Can I just tell you, I don't believe these people at all. Now, I don't know how you feel. We'll try and get to some of your calls coming up on the other side. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Do you believe what the White House is telling you? Some of this stuff is benign. That's the new word. I guess that means they won't have nukes in them. But the fact is, they are... They're making a mockery of our airspace. I mean, it's sad. A once great nation now, you know, you want to violate our airspace? Be my guest. Go ahead. It's all right. Be my guest. This what's going on right now is an embarrassment, big time embarrassment, and members of Congress. Members of Congress, including Josh Hawley, are taking this to heart. There is going to be discussion in the halls of Congress about this going forward. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about right now? I want to talk about the best deal possible right now. I got one 1500 Bighorn Eco Diesel available at $16,500 off. Again, $16,500 off. Best towing, best fuel economy, and the best deal possible. $16,500 off. That's $16,500 buckaroos off. Come see me in the corner of Sahara and Decatur at 5050 West Sahara. You know who this is. Mr. Pink, baby!
This is the big one. one, folks. A Trump-like rally in Vegas this August. I call it Woodstock for conservatives, with over 9,000 attendees expected. It will sell out quickly, so you need to reserve your tickets now. General Michael Flynn and Clay Clark present the Reawaken America Tour, called Reverse Davos, live from Vegas. The event takes place Friday, August 25th, Saturday, August 26th, at the Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas. Use promo code WAR to buy your tickets now. You'll get the best price for tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Remember, I had three rallies in Vegas, and 5,000 to 10,000 of you showed up for each one just for me. Well, listen to this lineup. Wayne Allyn, the great Alex Jones, General Mike Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian